Product Lifecycle Management. Product Lifecycle Management, PLM, is a process of managing new product introductions, managing the life cycles of products throughout their phases, and creating and executing end-of-life plans. PLM can be managed using software of the same name, or it can be performed using a mix of manual tools and existing systems. In addition to helping manage the product lifecycle for a type of product, PLM also has tools to help manage an individual lifecycle of a unit or a batch. PLM often includes tools to help planners with product, component, and bill of material versioning, effectivity plans, and traceability. PLM can help track products by production lot numbers or serial numbers all the way to the customer for individual units or batches. This helps enable upgrades, recalls, and reverse logistics for units or batches at any stage of production. PLM may feature a sustainability component, especially if products at the end of their lives must or should be reclaimed or recycled. PLM from a product and brand management perspective builds off of the product lifecycle stages of introduction, growth, maturity, and decline, but adds sub-steps, and some models also highlight three distinct phases: beginning of life, middle of life, and end of life. Beginning of life includes a new component of research and development plus the introduction stage. The middle of life phase encompasses growth, maturity, and decline. The end of life phase is new to the product lifecycle, but implied by it. Exhibit 4-113 shows these phases and lists potential substeps in PLM. Specific substeps may vary. Exhibit 4-113, Product Lifecycle Management. The substeps shown above contain many steps for the beginning of life phase. The middle of life phase shows how the focus area during growth starts by ensuring that manufacturing and distribution are capable and have the capacity for the demand. As the product moves into maturity, this shifts to a focus on how the product is used. The focus then shifts to service as the product enters decline. Decline also features phase-out or end-of-life planning. Actual phase-out ends the decline phase. The organization may be involved in helping recycle the products at the end of their lives, and this could also include recovering rare or hazardous materials, remanufacturing, repurposing or selling manufacturing equipment, reassessing suppliers, and so on.